Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them.
A lot of fake you are people. Fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun-lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday, and you know what that means. Coming up a little bit later on, 10 o'clock, Wayne Allen Root. I'm so excited. We'll find out what he thinks of, what is this now, day four, I guess they're calling it, of the president's impeachment trial. Joining us now, I know. A lot of you are sleeping through it. We are keeping you updated on what's going on, okay? But we're not tearing the show apart just to let you hear these attorneys drone on and on and on. Yeah. Joining us now, Kelly McEnany, a national spokesperson for the 2020 re-election campaign of the President of the United States. And Kaylee, good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, great to join you. I'm doing well, Kevin.
Tell me your perception of what you've seen so far. The one thing I've heard from Republicans, by and large, even members of the Senate who are Republicans, is that there really is nothing new here.
Yeah, there is nothing new here. This is the same thing we heard from Democrats, the same monotonous lies we heard all throughout the House investigatory phase. They're just repeating them yet again. It is, you know, unlike what Schumer said. Schumer said that, you know, Adam Schiff provided compelling testimony, quite the opposite. For 3 hours, he just dragged on and on, spewing lies. With the ultimate goal of removing this president from office, undoing the will of the American people. And as it was so succinctly said by Cipollone the day before, you know, this is not an effort to just overturn the last election, but to steal the next one, too. And that is at the heart of the matter what this is about.
I'm curious what you think. And again, I know you watch all the channels. You watch Fox, but I'm sure you slide over to CNN and see what they're up to. As the national press secretary for the 2020 reelect, what is your estimate of what's going on media-wise, how everybody is covering this thing? It's almost as if there's a parallel universe out there, Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, it's exactly right. There is a parallel universe. You know, first, I would note CNN, their fact checker, only fact checked Republican senators and Republicans who made comments. So that's interesting that they would choose to isolate their focus to one party and not fact check, for example, Adam Schiff, among others. So, you know, the media is continuing with their bias, the bias that we routinely see. But that being said, I do think you're right to suggest, you know, there's one narrative going on here in the media and a totally different one going on across the country. I go to all of the president's rallies, Battle Creek, Michigan, Toledo, Ohio, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, just a few of the recent examples. And I travel the country outside of that on an Iowa bus tour. I was in six cities last week. And I'll tell you, rarely do you hear any of the voters that I speak with bring up impeachment. They didn't talk about the issues. They ask about the issues. It's very rare that they even bring this up. So I think America's tuned out. I think combined there were like 11 million viewers overall on cable news. We're in a country of 330 million plus. So there really is a divergence in what people care about in the media versus what people care about across the country.
What is your sense across the country in communities, big and small, I'll be honest with you, I don't run into people and the first thing they ask is about impeachment. They just don't care. Is that what you're seeing? Is that what your anecdotal evidence would indicate?
Definitely. And, you know, I'm here in the swamp today, and wherever you go in the swamp, people are asking about impeachment, talking about impeachment. You know, that is a unique D.C. conversation. But outside of that, it's a totally different conversation. And this is why the media misses it. You know, back when I was a CNN commentator, I spent, you know, most of my time in D.C. and in New York. I'd go home to Florida on the weekends, and there was just something totally different going on in Florida than what was happening in Manhattan and D.C. And the media missed it because they never left that bubble. And I think this is the case as well, that they have not left this bubble that they're in. And if they took some time, traveled the heartland, went to some other places, they would find that they are very much out of the mainstream in terms of topics of conversation.
Adam Schiff's profile has grown with his appointment as the lead manager for the prosecution. Is he running for something else other than the Congress?
You know, it's a good question. I don't know what Adam Schiff's designs are for his future, but I can't imagine he's helping himself. I mean, he's universally exposing himself as a fraud. Remember, this is the same guy who coordinated with the whistleblower. Remember, this is the same guy who said he had evidence of Russian collusion when, in fact, he did not. You know, this is the guy who has a lot of questions himself to answer, who should be a witness in this impeachment trial. So, you know, if he has designs of running for some higher office or getting tapped for some spot down the line in a future Democrat administration, should hopefully we don't have one ever again. But, you know, should that happen, he is not helping himself very much. He's lost all credibility with the American people.
Again, Kayleigh McEnany joining us, National Press Secretary for the 2020 reelect campaign for the president. How is the president holding up? I mean, he seems, just watching him in Davos, he looked just fine, unaffected by what's going on, this impeachment controversy that's going on at home.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he continues to win. He sees this impeachment going on, but he knows he made a promise to the American people to achieve. And that's what he's done. Look, in the span of, I believe it was 3 days, you saw the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement pass through Congress, which President Trump negotiated. You had the Phase 1 China deal. No one thought that was possible. Really, you know, moving forward and advancing the interests of our farmers and manufacturers. And you also had paid family leave for 2.1 million federal employees passed. So this president, just a span of a few days, achieved more than Democrats could hope to achieve in a lifetime. But they're achieving, you know, nothing at all, just obstructing while the president is just undeterred. He made a vow to the American people and he's following through.
Kayleigh, what happens next? Can you just give us an outline of what's going to be happening over the next few days, even into next week? I guess Wednesday is what they're saying the vote on witnesses is going to be. But can you give us a sense of where we are in this whole impeachment process?
Yeah, we're on day two of the Democrats presenting their case, the Democrat House managers. They will do so again today. They get 24 hours to present that case over a few days. And then, you know, it will move on to Republicans giving their response, the president's counsel, the Republican House managers. And then there will be a 16 hours where there is allowed to be, you know, deposition Q&A. Questions can be given that the witnesses and those can be answered, or questions, excuse me, can be asked by the senators. And then you're right to say that there will be finally that vote on witnesses, and then we will see how we proceed from there. So really presenting the cases, the questioning of the senators, and then finally, as you noted, ending in that witness vote.
Do we know yet if the president wants to ask for dismissal or a summary judgment or something along those lines? Do we know what the president wants? And is it in line with what Mitch McConnell wants to give him?
Yeah, you know, we don't know until we hear from his attorneys who will present their case exactly what they'll be asking for. I know, of course, they'll be asking for an exoneration, whether that includes requesting witnesses or whether that includes moving this thing through speedily. I'll leave it to his attorneys to say. But one thing is clear, this president has done nothing wrong. He should be exonerated. He will be exonerated. It's just a matter of time.
And after impeachment, what happens then? The president, I know, is going out on the road to New Jersey, to Iowa next week. Will we see more of the president out there at these CAG rallies?
Absolutely. We will see him out there quite a bit. He'll be in New Jersey. Then he heads to Des Moines for a rally 2 days later. So we'll have two rallies in the course of 1 week. Then, of course, the Iowa caucus, that'll happen the following Monday. And then we've got the State of the Union coming up on that Tuesday. So a busy few days and weeks for the president ahead, and, you know, more rallies to come after that, that you can be certain of.
Will anything get done legislatively while this impeachment thing is going on? And even after impeachment, I mean, we hear from Maxine Waters that the investigations are going to continue. Is anything going to get done legislatively?
One would hope so. I mean, look, it took the Democrats an entire year to pass the USMCA, which is a common sense trade deal that benefits all Americans. So, you know, they want to deprive the president of a win. I'm not hopeful that they'll move forward on any of the number of places we could agree, like paid family leave or infrastructure or areas of commonality. They tend to obstruct. I don't think their interests or priorities is in achieving for the American people. So, you know, I hope things can get done. The president certainly will be trying to get things done. We'll be doing what he can in his executive capacity. But, you know, we'll see if Democrats are willing to come to the table. So far, they've shown little interest, as you noted, with Maxine Waters there saying maybe there will be a second impeachment. That seems to be what they're all about these days.
I want to ask you a question, because for those of you that work for the president's reelection, for the folks at work, and we've talked with a number of the people in the communications department at the White House over the course of the last few weeks, it has got to be discouraging, because every day you walk into the office and there is some new piece of breaking news on CNN. I've asked the president this, and he says because we're winning, he can get up every day and put one foot in front of the other and get the work of the American people done. But I'm curious, for those of you that work for the president, either in the reelect or at the White House, how is it you come to work every morning with this new challenge? Every day, there are no off days for you guys.
There's no off days. You know, the Democrats get off days. They're not scrutinized the way this president is. In fact, no president has been the subject of such media, you know, backlash and media lies as this president has been. So you're right to note the challenge that the media poses to us with their continual peddling of mistruth. But we're motivated because we see what this president does for the American people. You know, as I noted, I go to the rallies, and you know, to have a woman say to me, my son finally has a job in manufacturing at the age of 21. He finally has that great job that he was looking for, and he's a homeowner at the age of 21. When I meet a beneficiary of the First Step Act, as I did at the last rally, or three rallies ago, I should say, who came up to me and, you know, said, I'm here because of the president. I'm like, what do you mean? And he said, because I had a nonviolent offense. I was sentenced to 30 years, but the president gave me a shot at redemption, and I'm here today. And you know, he's choking up with tears in his eyes. Those things keep us motivated because we see the difference he's making in the lives of everyday Americans. So we don't let the media stand in our way. And it's really nice when the American people stand up for us in the form of donating to our campaign, showing their overwhelming support and volunteering for the president. That's our fuel, that the American people are on our side, even if a few cable news executives are not.
Hey, Kaylee, in our final 90 seconds, I want to ask you about the locations. New Jersey, not exactly a Republican stronghold, and Iowa, where they've been, they've had presidential wannabes crisscrossing that state. Why New Jersey? Why Iowa in the next week?
Yeah, you know, Jeff Van Drew, of course, is a New Jersey congressman who switched his party from Democrat to Republican. So we'll be there, as will he, showing their support for this president. It made a lot of sense to show that district, and also to show, you know, that New Jersey is being failed by liberal policy. So it's a great way to showcase the difference in the parties. And in terms of Iowa, of course, that's ahead of the Iowa caucus. It's important to rally the troops, to show Iowa that, you know, we stand with them just as they stood with President Trump in 2016. So we'll be there that Thursday. So a good two rallies with a lot of purpose in them. And, you know, we're excited for both.
And by the way, in our final 30 seconds, are you surprised that at least at recent rallies, nearly half of the people there were not Republicans?
It's not surprising to me, though it is surprising, I think, overall to the observers of politics. It's not surprising to me because the Democrat Party has left folks behind, both with impeachment, with abortion until birth, with their radical policies like health care for illegal immigrants. So I'm not surprised, but I think the observers of politics are probably quite surprised by that amazing statistic.
Amazing. Kaylee, thanks so much. Keep fighting the good fight. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Kaylee McEnany, National Press Secretary for the 2020 re-election campaign of Donald J. Trump. Coming up, Trey Gowdy, former member of the House Oversight Committee. And what is Adam Schiff up to? And how difficult is their job? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Let's stay together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Al Green is one of those guys. Al Green is one of those. Not the singer. No. I'm talking about Al Green, the congressman. He wants another impeachment, too. Yeah, it's incredible what is going on. I want to go to Jay Sekulow, who was on with Brett Baer. This is Cut 6. I was on with Brett Baer last night, and looking back at that dust-up with Jerry Nadler and the Chief Justice, John Roberts, here it is.
There was this dust-up between Jerry Nadler on the floor, and then you and Pat Cipollone came up and kind of admonished him for what he was saying, and then the Chief Justice got in the middle of it. What's your take of that moment and how it well went down?
Well, look, I mean, Jerry Nadler accused the United States Senate of being liars and also of a cover-up. He accused the president's lawyer, Pat Cipollone, of basically, you know, trying to make it as if he had done something that was unethical. He was representing his client. And then he makes the statement on the floor of the United States Senate when he says executive privilege and other nonsense. These are constitutional privileges recognized by the Supreme Court. And by the way, overwhelmingly recognized by the Supreme Court. Executive privilege, which has been applied in multiple administrations, dates all the way back to our founding, actually. And to be that cavalier on the floor of the United States Senate, albeit it was late at night, and, you know, so emotions were a little high. I've appeared before John Roberts before, of course, and I've known John Roberts. He's doing a great job as the presiding officer of the Senate. He basically said, lower the temperature down. But I'm going to tell you something. When they accuse my client on the floor of the Senate, or they accuse senators of not being able to keep their oath and not being truthful and being involved in the cover-up, we're going to say something.
What's the matter with you people?
I love it. Let's see. More from the Democrats today. Do we ever get the president's side of the story? I mean, when will we ever get to that? Coming up, Trey Gowdy. Polls seem to show that Adam Schiff and company have an uphill battle on impeachment. We'll get to that. Plus, Kamala Harris, not the former wrestler, the candidate for president. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three American firefighters were killed in the crash of an air tanker as they were fighting bushfires in Australia early today. Here's a New South Wales Rural Fire Service spokesman.
There appears to be no survivors as a result of the crash. And initial reports are there was a large fireball associated with the impact of the plane.
There's no indication on what caused the crash. The names of the three American firefighters have not yet been released. As the impeachment trial against him resumes this afternoon in the U.S. Senate, President Trump says he believes the process is the most unfair and corrupt in congressional history. The president again calling it a witch hunt. In a series of tweets this morning, he explained that attorneys general from nearly two dozen states have urged the Senate to reject impeachment, saying the articles, quote, have legal and factual problems. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my God. Kamala Harris is one of the jurors. We'll get to her in just a couple of minutes. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone. Do it right now. LibertyHealthShare.org/KevinWall. That's me. Yeah. LibertyHealthShare.org/KevinWall. I promised I would let you hear Trey Gowdy. He is a former member of the House Oversight Committee, now a Fox News contributor. And one of the things he talked about last night on Fox was how polling seems to indicate that this is going to be a very, very tough putt, to borrow a golfing term, for the Democrats, because the public just is not with them. Listen to this.
I want to put up a poll. This is a new AP poll that came out today that shows that 75% of people who are watching all this, or folks who answered this poll, obviously, say that it's not at all likely, not to or not at all likely, that this process will change their mind in terms of how they feel about all of this. Does that surprise you?
It does not. Only that the number's so low. I mean, what it requires to change people's minds is new facts. And I've heard nothing that Adam didn't trot out in front of the House before the impeachment vote. He couldn't get a single Republican in the House to vote for impeachment. In fact, he lost Democrats. So unless you're going to have new facts, I don't think people's positions are going to change.
You know, let me put another poll up here. 63% in the Pew poll say that President Trump acted illegally. And then forward to this one, 51%, only 51% say that he should be removed from office for it. So what does that tell you about how people look at politics?
It tells me they read the article about the GAO, that the president broke the law. They're assuming that there's a criminality, that it was a criminal law, and they didn't read the follow-up articles that, oh, by the way, almost every president has run afoul of the GAO, including President Obama, implementing the law that was named after him. So when I hear 51% of my fellow citizens want to remove him from office, what that tells me is they would acquit him too, because it has to be 67%. That's what our framers decided. It has to be two-thirds. So if barely half of my fellow citizens want to remove him from office, then do the opposite of what Schiff argued today. Wait until November. Yeah. Don't do it now. If you can't meet the threshold the founders set, then do it in November if that's what my fellow citizens want to do.
You know, one of the things that strikes me when you watch Adam Schiff telling his side of the story and representing the House judiciary and intel process that we saw play out is that when you think about it, in many ways, the Democrats, they allowed themselves to sort of lose control of the process here. They pushed it along very quickly. So while it was in the House, they were in control. They had the reins. They could have made the choice to start to put some of this through the legal process and really push for these witnesses, right? But then they sat on it for 33 days, sent it over to the Senate, and now it seems that there's a lot of frustration that they can't sort of, you know, get it back into their court so that they can control some of this stuff. But that moment is past, right?
Yeah, you know, Martha, it is tough and it is time consuming to run real investigations. I got a lot of criticism for the two years I took trying to get documents and information from the Obama administration. But unfortunately, that's the way the system works. It takes time and effort and ingenuity to run credible investigations. So what Schiff decided was, I'm not going to call Bolton. I'm not going to call Mulvaney or Pompeo. I'm not even going to send a subpoena to them. I'm going to wait till it gets in the Senate. And then if the Republicans senators are dumb enough, and they're not, but if they're dumb enough to do what I would not do, then we can all hear for the first time whatever this evidence is. But Adam had 3 months to do whatever it is he now wants the jury to do. He's the prosecutor. It's his job to build the case and then present it. He didn't want to do it. He was on some artificial timeline. He had to get it to the Senate. But for the three-week hiccup they had to get it to the Senate, and now he wants Cory Gardner and Joni Ernst and Tom Tillis and Martha McSally to cast difficult votes on something he could have and should have done months ago.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Let's do it. Next Wednesday, they're going to have the vote on witnesses, and after that, I imagine there may be a motion to dismiss. Let's put an end to this nonsense. Chuck Schumer, as he is wont to do, had a news conference today.
No, God!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, God, please, no! No! No!
Nope, he did. He had a news conference. Let's take you back about an hour and a half ago, a news conference, Chuck Schumer in our nation's capital. Here it is.
Good morning. And before I begin on the impeachment issue, I want to say this. The president said in an interview yesterday at Davos that he will take a look at cutting Social Security and other entitlements after the 2020 election, and that it is actually, he said, the easiest of all things. The president promised that, unlike other Republicans, he wouldn't touch Social Security and Medicare. He's already broken that promise and gone after Medicare. Now it looks like Social Security is in the president's crosshairs as well. Even as this important trial continues, Americans should hear that the president is casually talking about cutting their Social Security at a Swiss ski resort with the global financial elite. Now we get the impeachment stuff. Okay, to the matter at hand. Tuesday was a discussion over amendment votes. But yesterday, the managers got to lay out their case uninterrupted. As manager after manager stepped up to lay out the evidence amassed against the president in precise and devastating detail, the atmosphere of the Senate took on an entirely different dimension. It may have been the first time that many of my Republican colleagues heard the full story, the complete narrative from start to finish, uninterrupted and not filtered through the kaleidoscope lens of Fox News, where at best things are left out and at worst things are terribly distorted. It may have planted the first seed in their minds that, yes, perhaps the president did something very wrong here. Mr. Schiff and the other managers did an exceptional job laying out the facts of the president's alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, meticulously walking through the chronology, anticipating and rebutting the most predictable counterarguments from the president's counsel along the way, and knocking those arguments down before they got there. I was particularly impressed how Mr. Schiff undid the ability of the managers to say, well, the president said there's no collusion, and they kept pointing out in a very clear way, in the same phone call, or in the same letter, or in the same conversation, he then went back to holding back the aid. It has been only one day, but House managers are setting the bar very high for the president's counsel to meet. At this point, I'm not sure how the president's counsel, as unprepared, confused, and tending towards conspiracy theories as they have been, can clear it. And I'd say one other thing, particularly in the last 2 hours, when Mr. Schiff summed everything up. I was there, and I like to watch my Republican colleagues, and many of them really don't want to be there. And so for some of it, they're looking the other way. They may be chatting with somebody sitting this way. Schiff had such power in his speech that he almost forced them to look at him and listen. And just about every Republican's eyes were glued on Mr. Schiff. So it was a powerful rendition. Now, what are the Republicans saying after yesterday? Well, the same Republicans are saying that they heard nothing new. But these Republicans voted 9 times on Tuesday against amendments to ensure new witnesses and new documents to come before the Senate. Let me repeat, the same Republicans saying they heard nothing new just voted 9 times on Tuesday to hear nothing new. If they want new stuff, there's plenty of it. As the managers made clear, a lot of the documents are sitting there, all compiled, all ready to go, with simply a vote of 4 Republicans to subpoena them. So this argument that they heard nothing new when they vote against new evidence repeatedly rings very, very hollow. If my Republican colleagues are interested in some new evidence on top of the very substantial House record, there's a very simple answer. Vote with Democrats to call relevant witnesses and documents.
There's another alternative. Other than asking witnesses, do you realize what that would take? That would take weeks or months. And we're getting closer and closer to a presidential election that will allow the American people to make the decision. Isn't that the way it should be? We'll take a break. We'll come back. When we come back, we'll let you hear Kamala Harris. No, not the professional wrestler. The member of the United States Senate and a presidential wannabe. No. Quiet. You got the wrong piece of audio. That's Kamala, the Ugandan giant. His walk-in music. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but anyways, that's a better Kamala.
I know. More to come as we continue. It is Thursday. It is Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Oh, a microphone.
And a phony at the mic.
I'm sorry. So sorry. Please accept my apology, but love was blind.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Kamala Harris is both a juror and a presidential wannabe. She's off the campaign trail and sitting through 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day of stupid testimony that she already knows. Okay? But this was her evaluation after 2 days of the Democrats' case in the impeachment trial of Donald J. Trump. This was Kamala Harris last night with Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper.
Yesterday was an exercise in frustration simply because there were so many very reasonable amendments that were being offered that would be in the interest of a fair trial. And, of course, straight party lines, they were voted down, including my colleague Chris Van Hollen and his amendment that was just so reasonable, which is that the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, who, as we remember, was appointed by a Republican, that he would have the ability to make a decision about what is relevant in terms of who would come forward as a witness. And again, that was voted down based on party lines. So yesterday was an exercise in frustration. I hope it does not portend for what lays ahead. But I think that the House managers are doing an incredible job. Most recently, the last that we heard from is Hakeem Jeffries, who is just really laying out the math and showing the facts and then helping the senators and the American people understand the context in which they should think about these various facts.
Senator, it's Jake Tapper. How you doing?
Hi Jake.
So you are a former prosecutor. You were the district attorney of San Francisco. You were the attorney general of California.
Right.
Do you think there is any advice you might have for the House impeachment managers? I'm trying to think of a diplomatic way to get an answer here. Any advice you might offer for them in terms of telling a story, in terms of making this as compelling as possible? What might you suggest to them?
Well, I think, as I said, for example, just the last one, but today I think has been a great day. It's important to show people the math. You know, when I was trying cases, and I've also taught trial practice, I'd always explain that when you're talking to a jury, you should not just offer them the conclusion. You have to show people what the math. 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 is 8 instead of saying you must find 8. And that means going through each fact that allows us to then draw a conclusion. So this most recent presentation, for example, was about the July 25th call. And I thought that Jeffries did an excellent job of showing each element of that conversation, be it about Zelensky mentioning that he needed help in terms of their national security interests, going through the piece about what was mentioned in terms of the ambassador and that she should, that things are going to happen to her, going through the mention about the Bidens, and just, he's almost staccato, going through each one of the facts to allow us to then draw the conclusion, which of course is that this was a call initiated by Donald Trump in the interest of self-service and not in the interest of national security or in the interest of helping an ally who needed help.
Kamala Harris, former presidential wannabe. And now a juror. Can you say impartial juror when you say Kamala Harris? No, don't think so. This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. CNN.com. One other quick soundbite that I want to get to, and I want you to listen to how she dodges this question. Maisie Hirono was on with Aaron Burnett talking about possible GOP defections, folks that might vote with the Democrats on witnesses or maybe on removal. Maisie Hirono, cut number three, was on with Aaron Burnett last night. But listen to this quick dodge.
Have you spoken with any of your Republican colleagues? Obviously, you've just been out on break for a few minutes. That seem to be indicating I'm learning something here today. I've gotten something new.
As I listen to the testimony, I sit there wondering what the Republicans are hearing, because I don't see how you can listen to this chronology of events and what the president did and not think that this is more than inappropriate, that these are impeachable actions by the president to lean on with the president of another country to investigate a U.S. citizen using taxpayer money as a bribe. This is not usual stuff. I don't see how anybody can listen to this kind of narration, and the presentation has been really effective, and not think, this is not okay. So I'm wondering what they're hearing. I have not talked with them about it, because the way I look at it is, Aaron, that there are certain kinds of issues that they just need to make up their minds and figure out how they're going to see themselves to doing the right thing.
So you're purposely not talking to them at this point?
No.
I mean, what's your read
more,
of the room?
You know what? Last night when they voted down every effort on our part to call witnesses and documents, showed me a lot about where their heads are at. So they may be wringing their hands, but they're going right down the line with Mitch McConnell's program, which is to protect this lying president.
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut.
Yeah. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. He does not fall under that category. He's a really smart dude. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, will join us in just a few minutes, and I'll ask him.
He is fabulous.
Nah, he is. He is the best. He is the absolute best. I'll ask him about the impeachment trial. Also, the fact that the president next week's going out on the road. You heard from Kayleigh McEnany, Tuesday in New Jersey, Thursday in Iowa. Yeah. Oh, that should be great stuff. And I'll bet you he'll be talking about impeachment. The dreaded I word. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It is Live and Local now.